live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a man has appeared in court charged in relation to an assault on a teenage girl in Letterkenny almost 2 years ago. The Cathaoirleach of the Letterkenny Municipal District is welcoming confirmation that a special workshop is taking place between council officials and local representatives on speed reduction measures. Thousands of students across the country, including in Letterkenny and Derry, took part in protests today calling for more action on climate change. And small businesses could be the biggest drivers of jobs and economic growth in Donegal if they had the right support. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuked with Colm Ferrisher. But first in news, a man has appeared in court charged in relation to an assault on a teenage girl in Letterkenny almost 2 years ago. Student Shannon Reid McDade was hospitalised after she was attacked by a stranger while waiting to get a taxi home after a night out at the Market Square in October 2017. The then 18-year-old was left with severe facial injuries from being repeatedly punched. The case was before Letterkenny District Court this morning. The man, who cannot be named for legal reasons, is to surrender his passport and has to sign on at Letterkenny Garda Station twice a week. A book of evidence is to be heard on November the 4th. The Taoiseach has played down hopes of a Brexit deal despite an escalation in negotiations. There's been more optimism about in recent days about the chances of a deal getting done. Boris Johnson and Leo Varadkar are due to meet next week for further discussions. But Taoiseach Simon Coveney told BBC Radio 4 the Irish position hasn't changed.
The Irish position is that we want to find a solution, we want to get a deal, and we want to allow the UK to leave the EU in an orderly and sensible manner. But we cannot allow Ireland to be the collateral damage of that. I think for Britain to ask us to do that is a very unreasonable request, and it won't be the basis of a deal.
Meanwhile, Irish medicine companies are playing down the possibility of a shortage of supplies if there's a no-deal Brexit. Medicines for Ireland says it's been working with key stakeholders for almost a year to make sure the impact of Brexit is minimised. The representative body says its members don't expect medicine shortages after October the 31st, even in a crash-out scenario. A special workshop is to take place next week between council officials and local representatives on speed reduction measures. Major concern has been raised on numerous occasions by councillors in the Letterkenny and Milford areas that while they bring motions forward asking for ramps to be installed in different areas, they are refused on various grounds. The workshop is due to get underway next Wednesday at the Letterkenny Public Services Centre. The Cathaoirleach of the Letterkenny Municipal District, Councillor John O'Donnell, while welcoming confirmation of the workshop, says it is long overdue as councillors feel their voices are not being heard.
We've been bringing in motions to get speed ramps installed, to get speed reductions in towns and villages throughout not only the municipal district but the county as a whole, and we just feel that our voices aren't being heard, so we're calling on this workshop now to implement some type of a system in place that whenever we do put motions down that the council actually acts on it.
Is it fair to say that when those motions are put down by yourself and other councillors that you aren't getting a clear indication as to why the likes of ramps won't be installed at a particular location?
Yeah, well look, we're being told that it's not within the guidelines of Donegal County Council to put them in areas maybe where there's no street lighting or whatever the case may be, but we're tabling a lot of motions as well where there is street lighting and our voices aren't being heard. So just to give an example, like in Newton there on the Clay Road, the council has installed plastic ramps there, and it was one of the reasons that I used that as an example at our last municipal district meeting. I said that is an issue in municipal district different to Letterkenny, Milford. So our voices are going to be heard hopefully now next Wednesday, and I know that all the members are speaking very passionately about each location that they had raised in the past to make sure that these measures put in place.
Because each location, there's a number of residents highly concerned in each of those areas. They want something done. It's important that while maybe ramps can't be installed there, something else could be.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I know that a number of elected members there, you've everywhere from Manor Cunningham, Letterkenny, Milford, Remelton, around the bridge end, up at Coyland Court. There's people mentioning areas all over where they want speed ramps for myself as well. I've raised Kel McCrennan as well. So I think it's good that we're having this workshop, and I look forward to hopefully having a positive outcome out of it.
Thousands of students across the country, including in Letterkenny and Derry, took part in protests today, calling for more action on climate change. It's part of worldwide demonstrations urging politicians and businesses to step up their effort. Meanwhile, Donegal County Councillor Jack Murray says tackling climate change should be more than just carbon taxes. He's calling on the local authority to consider what can be done to tackle climate change at a local level. Councillor Murray believes there are various measures which could be implemented.
It is the defining issue of our generation, and we need to act and we need to take positive measures. And as a local authority, there's much that we can do. We should be investing in the likes of greenways. We should be encouraging more public transport. We should look at our own building and housing stock and investing in retrofitting them, making them energy efficient. We could look at our planning policy and granting planning permission for large industry or large polluters. We should be putting policies which ensure that they're greener, more environmentally friendly. And I think these are positive steps that can be taken, rather than the likes of carbon taxes, which just raises revenue and just punishes people without actually bringing any benefit to the environment. So I think we can do positive things, and I think we should commend those young people who are protesting in their thousands and actually millions globally.
Your comments come today following comments made by Minister for Climate Action, Richard Bruton. He has admitted that the government has failed to meet its climate targets, but he has also said that it is the government are now working to correct that. Do you feel that they are doing enough?
Not yet. I think his comments are positive. They've acknowledged that the government are far, way, way off what they should be doing. The government may have declared a climate emergency, but they've actually done nothing to implement any policies that would negate the effects of climate change. So I'll wait and see what he does after the news and press conferences are done and see if anything is positively implemented. But as of yet, we're falling way short of what we should be doing, and we should be pulling up our socks and actually doing something to address the biggest issue of our generation.
Small businesses could be the biggest drivers of jobs and economic growth in Donegal if they had the right support. That's according to the head of enterprise with Donegal Local Enterprise Office, Michael Tunney, who was speaking ahead of a special Donegal Connect conference next month. Latest figures show that over 92% of businesses in Donegal have 10 or less employees and account for the employment of over 44,000 people in the county. Mr. Tunney believes support from public sector agencies could boost employment in the private sector.
So if we could manage to engage with those businesses, and with those businesses probably could develop their own development plans and strategies, and if we could achieve a 20% growth in the employment in those businesses over the next 3 to 5 years, we'd be adding another 8,000-10,000 people into our employment throughout the county. Because the great thing about small and micro enterprises, they are pervasive. They're in every parish in every part of the county. So I think there's huge potential there, and what we wanted. Hopefully what we're trying to do during this conference, during Donegal Connect, is both challenge not only the public sector support agencies, but also the private sector businesses, small, medium and large, to say, what can we do collectively to drive our county forward, to achieve a future for the county and for the next generation, where more of them can stay at home, get employment at home, start a business at home, rear their families at home, and enjoy this wonderful county that we have.
This conference is undoubtedly quite timely, as the Brexit deadline is ever so closer on the horizon. Much uncertainty still remains. We see a lot of calls for businesses, particularly small businesses, to be Brexit ready. That's obviously quite important as well from your point of view.
It is, but it's our focus, because we stayed away, and I mean, people probably will raise the whole Brexit issue on the day, but the critical thing about, you know, there's always challenges for business, whether it's a change. Look, if you look what's happening in the beef sector at the moment, like, that's not directly related to Brexit. It could be, you know, in a roundabout way, but there's always challenges for business. There's always going to be fluctuations in the valuation of the euro and any other, or sterling or the dollar. There's going to be a shortage of this, a shortage of that.
Both Gardaí and police are said to be growing increasingly concerned for the welfare of a missing Dublin couple after their car was found abandoned in County Tyrone. Ben and Carol Devine have been missing since September the 18th. However, their dark Mazda saloon car was discovered in Auchnacloy yesterday. Police in Tyrone are urging anyone who may have seen a male and a female walking in the area today to contact them on 101. Up to 1,000 people, including Quinn staff, local residents and members of Kevin Lunny's family, have taken part in a solidarity march in Derry Lane at County Fermanagh to urge attacks on the company's management to stop. Workers have signed a petition calling for an end to what they call a reign of terror after the Quinn Industrial Holdings director was abducted, beaten and dumped in County Cavan on Tuesday night. Gardaí today carried out a number of searches in the Cavan area and are renewing their appeal for anyone who may have seen a black saloon Audi being driven in the Derry Lynn or Cavan areas to contact them. Stephen Kelly read out a statement on the QIH workers' behalf at today's rally.
We call on local politicians, the PSNI, the Gardaí, to allocate whatever resources are necessary to bring these perpetrators to justice and bring an end to these brutal attacks so we all can feel safe in our place of work and in our local community. This has to end.
School secretaries held protest at school gates this morning in a row over pay. The one-hour work stoppage took place at 250 schools around the country. Their union forces says the uneven pay system for school secretaries is outdated and fails to properly value their work. Kathleen O'Doherty, a local spokesperson from the Forty Union, says that the support given to secretaries on the strike this morning was overwhelming. Speaking to Greg Hughes earlier in today's 9 till noon show, Kathleen expressed her gratitude to her fellow school staff as well as the general public for their support for those on the picket line today.
The support was actually overwhelming. We just could not believe ourselves, the support that we got. And I wanted to say a sincere thanks to my work colleagues, the teachers, the SNAs, my principal, my vice principal, the caretaker, the Parents Association, the Board of Management, and people passing by. It was just brilliant for us.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Get 15% off your next online order using the code FITNESS. Some exclusions apply.
It's 14 minutes past five and time to latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with soccer. Dundalk could set up a title-deciding game with Shamrock Rovers tonight. The SSE are Trusty League Premier Division leaders will be one win away from retaining their title with victory away to Waterford. Rovers will look to keep their dwindling hopes alive when they face St Pat's this evening. And the race for Europe heats up as well as at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium, where Derry City entertain Bows. Bows lead the Candy Stripes by 2 points and have a game more played. Now, in the relegation battle, Fun Harps go to Cork City and UCD plays Sligo Rovers. 5 points separate Harps and the students, with the Donegal club having the advantage in the playoff position. Cork haven't won a home game since the start of May, and former Harps captain Declan Boyle feels they can get a result tonight in the road.
I think that's the way they'll be looking at it. Obviously, they had disappointing results and performance, probably, you know, most of the game in Sligo, they played reasonably well. Just, I suppose, for a 10-minute period, they just switched off and defended very poorly, and it cost them in the end. So they were looking for a big performance, and obviously, I think they're down to Cork, who are themselves, results haven't been good, and their confidence would be low. So I think it's a good opportunity to go down to Cork, even though it will be a difficult task. I think it's important that they start well, and obviously, if they can keep the concentration levels throughout the whole game, I think there's a good high chance that they might get a draw out of the game.
Just to let you know, we'll have updates from both the games featuring the Northwest sides tonight. Trevor Walsh is at Turner's Cross for Cork City against Harps, and then Martin Holmes will be watching that crucial game at the Brandywell Derry City against Bohemians. Both games start at 7:45. Also tonight, there's a South Coast derby in the Premier League. Southampton welcome Bournemouth to St Mary's. Well, back to, locally, the penultimate round of games in the Donegal Youth League took place this weekend. Two matches tonight, the joint leaders both on the road. Letterkenny go to Bonegie United, while Cadhu Rovers are off to Swilly Rovers this evening. Both sides sit with 21 points at the top of the table. In the Premiership of the Irish League, there is 5 games down for decision. Tomorrow afternoon, among them, Institute are on the road to Cliftonville, stood still without a win in the Premiership. The leaders at the top are Crusaders, and they have an advantage of 6 points going into the weekend's games. The opposition for them will be a Coleraine at the Showgrounds. In Gaelic games, it's another busy weekend of championship action across the northwest. In the Tyrone Football Championship tonight, there's junior and senior quarterfinal and semi-final action. In the semi-final of the juniors, it's Rock against Eskra. That's the first game of a doubleheader at Healy Park in Omagh at 6:45. Then at 8:30, it's Eden Dark against Carrickmore in the first of the senior quarterfinals. Also at senior level in Tyrone this weekend, Omagh play Errigal Kieran tomorrow afternoon at 4:45, and then on Sunday it's Trullick against Clonoe and Kelly Clougher up against the defending champions Coal Island. The championship games in Derry start tonight with Drum against McGilligan at 7:30. That is in the junior championship. The senior championship tomorrow evening, Swatra play Banagher in the first of the quarterfinals with Sloughneil against Ballanderry and O'Donovan Rossa against Ballinascreen. And not forgetting about Glen against Lavey in the other matches as well. They are the three other quarterfinals on Sunday. Here in Donegal, junior B game tonight, it's Buncrana against Uras, while in a senior C championship, there's two games. McCool's versus Glen Swilly, and Glen Finn are taking on St Union's. There is, of course, senior, intermediate and junior championship games spread right across Saturday and Sunday. In the senior championship tomorrow evening, Killybegs against Dunloe, and Niamh Connell take on McCool's. Niamh Connell just about through to the quarterfinals, where Killybegs and McCool's are battling for that other spot. Our feature game on Sunday in the senior championship is St Michael's against St Union's. That's at the Bridge, starting at 2 o'clock. It's a big game because whoever wins here will be going to the last eight on Co-com for a feature game on Sunday. Is former St Union's manager and a winner of the Dr. Maguire with St Union's as a player and a manager, Brendan Kilcoyne.
Both St Michael's and St Union's, when the draw was made, would have anticipated that this was the game that was going to define either team's progress to the last eight. And that's how it transpired, Oisin, from the point of view, you know, Unions went down to Gidor, and whilst getting a draw might be considered a good result, it really didn't make that much difference, as it turned out, in the larger scheme of things. So Unions need to travel to the Bridge on Sunday, and whilst a draw will do them, they'll be going down to win. And by the same token, St Michael's had a good win the first day against Ardrah, and, you know, whilst Gidor got the better of them the last day, it's all down to the Bridge on Sunday, so it is, Oisin, yes.
Brendan McKilcoyne looking ahead to Michael's against Unions. That, of course, is the group of death. Ardrah playing Gidor in the other match, and a victory there for Gidor would send them through to the quarterfinals as well. Elsewhere in the seniors, Ballantigone, Bundoran and Kilcar play Termon at 3 o'clock on Sunday in Group D. Kilcar just about into the last eight. Bundoran and Termon are fighting for a place to join them in the last eight of the competition. And then later on Sunday at 5, Glen Swilly against Milford and Glen Fun against Formaster. Still all to play for here for the second spot. Milford already into the quarterfinals as group winners. Glen Swilly are battling a relegation. Not forgetting about intermediate, Niamh Breed against Red Hughes, and Clohanaly play Niamh Ulton on Saturday evening, with Clohanaly Red Hughes and Niamh Breed on the driving seat for quarterfinal berths there. Niamh Columba meet Niamh Columkill, with both sides already through to the last eight, and Burt against Fanna Gaels is the other tie in Group C on Saturday, while in Sunday A Rua to go on Downings and Niamh Ora take on St Noel's. There is a lot to play for this weekend, championship wise, in the Northwest, and we will, of course, have reporters at all of those senior games Saturday and Sunday here on Highland. Staying with more Gaelic games, so All-Ireland Masters Championship Finals on tomorrow in Ballyleague in Roscommon. Donegal are taking on the reigning champions Dublin. It starts at 3:30, and we will have coverage from that fixture tomorrow with live regular updates and reaction. But Jared McGill is the Donegal goalkeeper, and he's just one game away now from taking an All-Ireland title, but he knows Dublin are a serious master side.
Mick O'Keefe from Kilmacud is involved with him. He played last year. Ray Cosgrove's involved. Neil Crossan is still playing senior football with Aaron Zyle, you know, so he'd be fairly strong. I see Shane Ryan playing in the middle of the park. And then there's a chap, Ian Clark, who played cornerback during Tommy Carr's tenure. And Padder Andrews as well, his brother Paddy Andrews, you know, so fellas. Plenty of experience of former inter-county players, but yeah, they'll be sharp. And I'm looking forward to it now. Look, it's a great competition, and I'm really looking forward to the challenge of it now. Dublin are a serious outfit, and look, we're there in merit, and we'll see how it goes.
In rugby, host Japan got the World Cup underway with a bonus 30 points to 10 win over Russia. The Cherry Blossoms had to come from behind in Tokyo, but we'll go into the weekend top of Ireland's Pool A. Ireland plays Scotland on Sunday. There's Ulster Senior Cup quarterfinal action tomorrow for Northwest sides, rugby-wise. City of Derry at home against Armagh. Oma also at home against Ballinahinch. In golf, Shane Lowry's making steady progress on day two of the BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth. He's moved to 2-under with a couple of holes to play. Patrick Harrington and Rory McIlroy are battling to make the cut at 2-over par. Paul Dunn's week is over. He reached the halfway stage at 13-over. Danny Willett and John Rahm are the joint clubhouse leaders on 11-under. The new basketball season in the National Division 1 starts for the LYT Donegal tomorrow with a home game. They take on the Ulster Elks at the LYT Danlan Centre. Tip-off there to that one is at 4 o'clock. Finally, just to remind you, live regular updates tonight once again from Cork versus Van Harps and Derry City against Bohemians. We'll have the first of those updates just after the 8 o'clock news, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And weather now, a dry and warm day with sunny spells. Highest temperatures of 18 to 21 degrees in southeast winds. Just to have a look at the closing headlines. A man has appeared in court charged in relation to an assault on a teenage girl in Letterkenny almost 2 years ago. Student Shannon Reid McDade was hospitalised after she was attacked by a stranger while waiting to get a taxi home after a night out at the Market Square in October 2017. A special workshop is to take place next week between council officials and local representatives on speed reduction measures. Major concern has been raised on numerous occasions by councillors in the Letterkenny and Milford areas that while they bring motions forward asking for ramps to be installed in different areas, they are refused on various grounds. Thousands of students across the country, including in Letterkenny and Derry, took part in protests today calling for more action on climate change. It's part of worldwide demonstrations urging politicians and businesses to step up their effort. And small businesses could be the biggest drivers of jobs and economic growth in Donegal if they had the right support. That's according to the head of enterprise with Donegal Local Enterprise Office, Michael Tunney, who was speaking ahead of a special Donegal Connect conference next month. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuked with Colm Fersh, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Seamer Mahasa Colin Ferreter and Shaw, Hog Grupa Grivihe on Vru Grupa Va Valia Anasa, Kurcher Offagin no Colia Cantor Con Coronul Don Shesher Colior Ata Imardis Naganta, Turami a winning the Forberchi, Ferum Yorukta, Mara, Omlucha, the Valla Anasa, August Mahar Rorty, Igantor Clahanili, Olus Tabalihe, the Caravia Nuis, of Furus and Macoro, Irithischi, the Shinrun Talviok, August Mara, Ferum. Has Slegeshka Lonu on. Dorch Kaiherla and Grupa John Conahan, Gwil Faragus, Emni Moore, Sikanter, Fuin Chonskanov, Akofail, Nachwil, Kofrag, Rusar B. Faiche, On Ara Talviok to Michael Creed, August Narwur and Pobble Jesh, Kolyakan Fobli, Ave Aku. To emek de gulior fogrihe eg alin na geltak te igor ihe kalter javidis an ijeg, barthihe dan ihe ata on the north, Chas Pantas lesson aliator atul a Carol McGarvey eg lorlan pobble gidor, agus skelta lukt irha charman le fekel eg gitek eg ashlan gidor son urignav kerna, betranona pentala am we fin airs eg k maharorti le keli on an ije. Agus be iha oskulche egan club oiga rana farsche le kjol dausa agus keliakta on eg ashlan rana farsche ta grupa ogas Connemara agus wanchur oga an kranog eg chard le kele con keliru kjolwar a yenu an galter agus an oiga agus be Harry Bradley Paolo Shatna si agus Seamus O'Kane on mar 3 ian special ta dun session kjol ag chi hudi an ort ta iha arnyol barti ha dun Sean Varick an me ali an tori duchas saha as clahan Lily Parche and Kellyru and Kangalch Edger Tari August Falcara August Egan Araclan Igidor to Leru Leveon Den Drama Grin The Island Wake Le Leru Ella Arish Jamarcha Huggin Be Ike Kjol Le Glorhi Geltrakta Le Clostal Egan Mullen Khar Cregan Don Fanahi August Ike Giela Le Martin O'Dugan a club chat Niv Anan Anart Komai Edger a heart because a hen yeg agriha eg leanra letcher kennen. Agus Jenhi Common Luch Laskale Clahanili Kalyuru Star and Fo Common August Naclahi Gelaha Safaras Jehinya Shah Hogin and Sharta La August Fee. Shimahaj Sa Elig Golier Slan August Banakt.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, September the 20th.
The death has taken place of Dimpna Green Mulani Burt. Removal from Murphy's funeral home this evening at 6:30, going to her residence. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:30, going to St. Agnes's Church Burt for Requiem Mass at 11:15, followed by interment in Burt Cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. until 12 noon. Family and friends only, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Jerry Doherty, 23, Castle Park, Buncrana. Remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral on Sunday morning, leaving his home at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cockhill, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Beech Hill Manor Nursing Home, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Mary Ellen Hannigan, 16, Moyleview, Milford. Her remains are reposing at her home. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Peter's Church, Milford, followed by burial in St Mary's Cemetery, Remelton. Family time from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow morning. The death has taken place of Eugene Kitley, Hegarty, 30, Glebe Gardens, Sy Mills, and formerly of Coola T, Lifford. Remains are reposing at his home. Fiona leaving his home tomorrow morning at 9:15 for Requiem Mass in St. Teresa's Church, Sy Mills, at 10 o'clock, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the renal unit, Oma Hospital, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place in Paw A's Wales of Michael McKelvey, formerly from Brocka, Dunlow and Clothwangley Cottages Litchermaca Ward. Funeral will take place in October. And the death has occurred in New York of Hugh Ward, Ardlands, Burton Port. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St. Columbus Church Acres, interment afterwards in Crutch Cemetery.